Gutlett, House Leadership Blocked Trump-Backed Immigration Reform. By Neil Monroe on December 5, 2018. The House GOP leadership is responsible for blocking a pro-American immigration reform package which was backed by President Donald Trump, a top House chairman said Tuesday. The GOP leadership let the House immigration reform die in June by allowing a critical block of GOP legislators to split their votes between two rival reform bills, said Representative Bob Gutlett, the retiring chairman of the House Committee on the Judiciary. The strategy of having two options really let people have an off-ramp. They could vote for the more conservative bill and against the other, or vote for the second bill and not the first, Gutlett said, adding, "That is just not a good strategy and I complained about it at the time. I said you've got to narrow this down to one bill and then work really hard to get the members to vote for that one bill." Gutlett's statement matches the June statement by Representative Jim Jordan, who said, "If our leadership had put the same whip effort behind that immigration legislation, Chairman Gutlett's legislation, it would have passed. Watch from 1400 hours here." Retiring House Speaker Paul Ryan made the decision to create the rival bill that blocked Gutlett's bill. On November 30, Ryan told an interviewer that he preferred the second bill, which he credited to Florida GOP Representative Carlos Curbelo. The Curbelo bill was drafted when Ryan exploited a pro-amnesty push by Curbelo and other Business First GOP legislators to push an amnesty for younger DACA illegals. Ryan blocked the amnesty push by crafting a pro-business Gutlett II bill to sink Gutlett's bill. Ryan said November 30. "On immigration, I really liked, I call it the Curbelo bill. It was Gutlett II, the immigration compromise bill that I put on the floor in July, which satisfied the president's four pillars." However, the Ryan/Curbelo bill provided the GOP's business donors with a much higher migrant inflow of cheap worker and extra consumers, compared to the Gutlett bill. "Our goal is to not cut legal immigration," Representative Carlos Curbelo told RollCall.com on June 8. "The number of illegals who get green cards from the amnesty should be as high a number as possible," he said. On June 13, Curbelo repeated his demand, telling TheHill.com that some visas may be shifted towards employment visas, but our goal is to not cut legal immigration. His deputy, California Representative Kevin McCarthy, is expected to adopt a more populist stance as minority leader in the House. The Gutlett bill would have cut legal immigration by ending the visa lottery, providing a work permit amnesty to just the 700,000 illegals who are registered in the DACA program, and ensuring deeper immigration cuts, said Rosemary Jenks, policy director of Numbers USA. It also included much careful language to hinder fraud and to prevent pro-migration judges from hijacking the bill's limited amnesty for their own goals, said Jenks, who opposed the bigger Ryan bill. Ryan's support for the Curbelo bill allowed 41 GOP legislators to vote no on the Gutlett bill when it came up for a June vote. On June 14, the House blocked Gutlett's H.R. 4760, the Securing America's Future Act, with a vote tally of 193 to 231. No Democrats voted for the reform. "If it has been the only bill offered, it might have passed," Gutlett said. "We were 21 votes short," said Gutlett. "The bill would have passed if we had gotten half of the GOP no voters to join with us, we would have gotten there," he said. The Ryan/Curbelo bill was defeated on June 27 when 112 GOP legislators voted against it. Only 121 GOP legislators voted for Ryan's bill. But Ryan's two-vote strategy successfully blocked the Trump-backed Gutlett reform bill. In February, the Senate's GOP leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, used a Ryan-like strategy to block Trump's four pillars reforms. McConnell scheduled a debate where legislators were allowed to vote on four rival immigration bills. This complex vote allowing a block of roughly 15 Business First senators to disguise their votes against Trump's reform by voting against amnesties pushed by Democrats. McConnell's four-vote maneuver also allowed Business First GOP senators and Democratic moderates to vote for a dramatic double amnesty bill developed by several Republicans, including Maine Senator Susan Collins and South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds, with several Democratic senators. The double amnesty was pitched by business groups and by the establishment media as a moderate middle ground compromise. even though it would have directed enforcement officials to stop deporting illegals who are holding down Americans' wages by covertly working for Americans' employers. If McConnell had only allowed a single vote on Trump's reforms, the GOP and Democratic senators would have had to publicly display their support or opposition to Trump's pro-American reforms. The policy also drives up real estate prices, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. Immigration also pulls investment and wealth away from heartland states, because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations who prefer to live in the coastal states.